It's called Yoda.
For my ally is the Force. And a powerful ally it is.
No, not that Yoda, but still maybe just as nerdy. This Yoda is Yale University's Open Data Access Project, a group overseeing clinical trial data that's about to get a lot more requests, thanks to Johnson & Johnson. Here's why scientists are excited. Critics say medical research is biased. Outcomes published in journals largely focus on successful end results, big picture stuff like whether or not a drug works or is safe.
But the data are richer than that.
Joanne Waldstreicher is Johnson & Johnson's chief medical officer. She says her company chose to make its clinical trial data available because there's a lot to be learned from things like unpublished research or failed drug trials. For example,
a medicine might work better in men than in women, or vice versa. Or there might be some racial differences in the way drugs are metabolized or handled by the body. And so those are the kinds of really important things that you can see when you have the power of looking at data across many different studies rather than just one study.
Here's how Yoda works. A researcher submits a request for data. Johnson & Johnson will post that data to a third-party server, and Yoda will review the request. All data is kept anonymous.
If Yoda provides access to the data, then they will give access, for example, a password to where the data are housed, and it allows external researchers and investigators to gain access to the data and analyze it.
Waldstreicher says requests are already coming in, and she hopes Johnson & Johnson inspires more drug companies to make their trial data available. Thus far, GlaxoSmithKline and Medtronic have taken similar steps towards transparency. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.